This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The conflict in the United Chinese School Committees Association, popularly known as Dongzhong, has emerged as a hot topic in the Chinese community. Dongzhong's crisis began when Yap Sintian took the leadership of the group in 2005. The concern in the community is that this long-running crisis will be detrimental to the development of Chinese education. In fact, for the first time in Dongzhong's history, members are looking to the courts to resolve their internal problems. There are two factions in the Dongzhong. First, the ruling faction under Yap Sintian, and a self-styled reformist faction led by Secretary General Po Chin Chuan. Kwa Kia Sung is the former principal of the New Era College, which was set up by the Dongzhong.
Well, ever since this leadership by Mr. Yap in 2006 or 2005, he seems to be going on a rampage of getting rid of young, committed educationists who have been with the movement for years, you know. First, in 2006, he got rid of the CEO of Dongzhong, the Mok. And then in 2008, he got rid of me as the principal of New Era College. And now he seems to have got rid of, or trying to get rid of the CEO of Dongzhong, the new CEO of Dongzhong, Miss Kong. So we don't know what his agenda is, but he seems to be in a continual process of getting at his factions. It's a kind of a lot of factionless struggle going on in Dongzhong, and it all seems to be over, I don't know, getting into positions of power in Dongzhong seems to be what they're after.
One of the issues that divides the factions is the question of the eligibility of the students of the newly established Sekolah Menengah Chunghua Kuantan to sit for the Unified Examination Certificate, or UEC. Yap insists the ambiguous independent status of Chunghua prevents its students from taking the UEC, while Po thinks the school status shouldn't disallow the students from taking the UEC. Kwa agrees with Po's views.
The Chunghua school, in Kuantan, for example, they haven't got an independent Chinese secondary school forever. And they've been sending their students to Klang and other places in Kuantan. And so finally, this is the 61st independent secondary school in Kuantan. And basically, the controversy circles around the fact that the school there, or the school committees there, are not under the influence of this Yap faction. And this seems to be a problem. Well, for years, the Chinese community have been trying to get a school there. So we should be very happy to have a school there, but it looks as if the Yap faction in Dongzhong is not very happy with it and won't allow them to sit for the Unified Examination Certificate. So there's a lot of hypocrisy by the Yap faction. For a start, the existence of the independent schools after the 1961 Education Act is actually quite blur, you know, because it's under the Education Act. Even giving the license to New Era College, you know, which I led from 2000 to 2008, the government will always phrase the license, the permit, under very ambiguous terms, which are supposed to suit the so-called national education policy. So when the government will not give permit a license to a so-called called Chinese Independent Chinese Secondary School. So, but the thing is that the school, the Chunghua in Kuantan, has been given this license. The Prime Minister himself has said that the students that could sit for the UEC, which is the Unified Examination Certificate. And so in the light of that, the school committees and the parents and the school officers that are prepared to go through it. And there's no reason why Dongzhong should not allow them to sit for the UEC when they want to. I mean, the independent schools in Malaysia sit for not only the Unified Examination Certificate, they sit for the government's SPM, they sit for the government's STPM, they sit for the Cambridge A-levels. So if they can sit for the Cambridge A-levels, there's no reason why they can't sit for the Dongzhong's Unified Examination Certificate. If they want the Kuantan school to show their letter, why don't they show the letter that we got at New Era College as well, which will show the same thing, that this New Era College and the Kuantan school are supposed to run their courses in accordance with the so-called national education policy.
So should Sekolah Menengah Chunghua students be allowed to sit for the UEC examinations? Chow Siu-hon is the deputy president of the Dongzhong and a primary aide to Yap. He disagrees with Kwa and points out the legal consequences if the students take the exam and how it will impact Chinese independent schools.
在那个年代的时候啊，我们看回那时候是1961年的教育法令啊，在教育那是61年教育法令里面，并没有对统考。The Unified Examination Certificate was not as heavily regulated under the enforcement of the Education Act 1961, compared to its amended version in 1996.
这种统考的话，同样的只是规定在60所途中而已，不能60所途中以外的学校或者学生参加的，这个已经。
But nevertheless, it has been clearly stipulated since 1975 until today that the UEC will only be open for students from the 60 permanently registered Chinese independent schools to take. This was debated when our current Prime Minister, who was then the Education Minister, clarified that the UEC would be recognized as an internal exam that only students from those 60 Chinese independent schools can sit for. In other words, the Ministry of Education did not acknowledge the UEC as a public exam, and being an internal exam, you can't simply allow any student to sit for it.
With these ongoing conflicts, voices have emerged expressing a loss of confidence in the leadership of Chow and Yap. Dongzhong's relationship with some other Chinese associations has also suffered as a consequence. Parents are now concerned that Chinese independent school education as a whole will be affected. This has led to calls for fresh elections. Kwa explains.
I think it is in the whole history of Dongzhong and Jiaozhong, this is the first time that Dongzhong used to be read in one breath. They were never separated. Dongzhong is the United Chinese School Committee, and Jiaozhong is the School Teachers Association. They've always been together. Today they're split. Today, Dongzhong has made enemies of the Selangor Chinese Assembly Hall, made enemies of the Lin Lian Giao Cultural Development Center, and many other Chinese associations. And it's the first time in history that this has happened under the leadership of this Yap. And the way things are going, the mess that's going on with the administration as well, the secretariat in Dongzhong that runs the independent schools and the curriculum and the textbooks, etc. I'm not surprised that many parents are feeling very uneasy with their children in the independent schools. And the longer this crisis drags on, the worse it is for the Chinese schools and the whole unified examination certificate. So, I mean, everybody can see that with this crisis, the very simple, quick solution is to call for fresh elections of Dongzhong. Why is the Yap faction so scared to do that? Basically it was the fact that they are now a minority and they probably won't win the elections, and that's why they would drag it through the courts, etc. And it's also the first time in the history of the Chinese education movement that things of this kind are dragged to the courts. We've always been very skeptical of the courts, but this Yap faction seems to be adamant about dragging things to the court. And the court, I think, in fact, recently your judge has said these things should be sorted out by yourselves instead of having injunctions to stop this faction and that faction is ridiculous.
The call for re-elections within Dongzhong has now been amplified with the call for an emergency general meeting. But can an EGM settle the dispute once and for all? Chow doesn't think so.
The EGM won't solve a thing. Dongzhong's problem at hand is not an internal crisis, neither is it a competition for power. What underlies this whole conflict is the intentional interference of a political party attempting to split Dongzhong apart. This can be seen currently within the divisional polls for Dongzhong state affiliates that have been conducted, where this political party is trying to control Pahang, Perak, and Negeri Sembilan. If general meetings were to be held under the pretext of such political influence, it would be deemed meaningless and unfair to Dongzhong.
That was Chow Siu Hon, Deputy President of Dongzhong, the United Chinese School Committees Association. Earlier on, we heard from Kwa Kia Sung, former principal of New Era College. To date, both factions have agreed to a moratorium and halt calls for any central committee meetings until the High Court gives its verdict this Friday. I'm Sharad Kutan, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.